Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Government says country set to achieve 6.5 to 7% GDP growth in the current fiscal. Leaders hold back-to-back rallies in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana as campaigning for assembly elections goes full throttle. Mysuru Lokayukt Police files FIR against Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in Muda scam case. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addresses UN General Assembly, says his country is yearning for peace. In Indonesia, 15 workers killed as an unlicensed gold mine collapses in West Sumatra. And in Macau Open Badminton, women's doubles pair of Treza Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand storm into semi-finals. And now, the news in detail. The government has said that India is set to achieve 6.5 to 7% gross domestic product GDP growth in the current financial year. The finance ministry said in its monthly economic review for August that the economic momentum continued in first quarter of the current fiscal year, supported by over 5% growth in all major non-agricultural sectors. The report released yesterday also said retail inflation driven by softer food and core inflation remained moderate at 3.7%. The review reflected that the outlook for inflation trajectory remains positive. Food inflation will remain milder in the short term, supporting rural incomes and demand in absence of climatic shocks. Campaigning is in full swing for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana. Polling for the 90 assembly seats in Haryana will be held on the 5th of October. Poll campaign in the state has also intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah today addressed three public rallies in Ambala, Kurukshetra and Rewari. Mr. Shah appealed to vote for BJP candidate Santosh Sarwan from Mullana constituency, Asim Goyal from Ambala city and Pawan Saini from Narayangarh assembly constituency. Acting Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini was also present in the public rally. Mr. Shah alleged that during the 10-year rule of Congress in Haryana, the lands of farmers were looted and favoritism and nepotism prevailed in the name of giving jobs, but in BJP rules, the jobs were given on merit. Mr. Shah cornered former Chief Minister Bhupendra Hooda on the pretext of Congress MP Kumari Shailja. He accused him of having an anti-scheduled caste mindset. Mr. Amit Shah said that Rahul Gandhi wants to end reservation, but as long as the BJP government is in power, reservation will not be allowed to end.
हमने पिछड़ा वर्ग के सभी जातियों को आरक्षण में लाया, क्रीमी लेयर को बढ़ाने का काम किया और जितनी भी नौकरियां दी किसी को ना खर्ची लगी है ना पर्ची लगी है.
Bahujan Samaj Party's National President and former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Mayawati and Indian National Lok Dal's General Secretary and former MLA Abhay Singh Chautala addressed public rallies in Prithala Assembly constituency. All India Congress Committee General Secretary and Sirsa MP Kumari Shailja addressed a public meeting in Kalnawali in support of Congress candidate Sheesh Pal Keherwala. She said that farmers, labourers, traders, employees, women, unemployed youth are troubled by the BJP rule. She alleged that the BJP government is misusing the Enforcement Directorate and other agencies for political purposes. She also addressed a public rally at Dabwali. Leaders of the Aam Aadmi Party and other regional parties are also canvassing aggressively for their candidates. In Jammu and Kashmir, BJP's senior leader and Union Minister J.P. Nadda today addressed a rally in Kathua of Jammu. He lauded the peaceful Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections, stating that the people of the Union Territory have chosen ballots over bullets, emphasizing their commitment to peace and development.
कश्मीर के युवाओं ने टेररिज्म को, आतंकवाद को रिजेक्ट कर दिया है और मेन स्ट्रीमिंग कश्मीर के युवाओं का हुआ है. चिंता की बात यह है कि जब युवाओं ने टेररिज्म को रिजेक्ट कर दिया तो हमारे ऑपोजिशन पार्टी, फिर चाहे वो नेशनल कॉन्फ्रेंस हो, इंडियन नेशनल कांग्रेस हो या पीडीपी हो, ये आज उन लोगों का साथ दे रहे हैं जो देश के विरोध में काम करने वाले एक्टिविस्ट हैं, उनका समर्थन देने का काम.
Mr. Nadda also addressed a press conference in Jammu. He said Kashmir's youngsters have joined the national mainstream and rejected terrorism and violence. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Jammu tomorrow. Party leader Priyanka Gandhi will address rallies in the Union Territory tomorrow. In view of the upcoming assembly elections in Maharashtra, a delegation of the Election Commission of India, led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, today held a series of meetings in Mumbai. The CEC, along with election commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. S.S. Sandhu, met Maharashtra's Chief Secretary Sujata Sonik and Director General of Police Rashmi Shukla. During a meeting, the ECI sought an explanation from the Chief Secretary and the DGP as to why a compliance report has not been submitted with regard to the transfer of officials. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said that the northeastern region has recently witnessed a significant shift towards development. Addressing the annual conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, CPA, India Region Zone 3 in Aizawl, Mr. Birla said the construction of railway lines, roads and air connectivity are essential for the economic growth of the Northeast. He further said that the Northeast region has a big role in fulfilling Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision to develop the country. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. The Lokayukt Police in Mysuru has filed an FIR against Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in the Mysuru Urban Development Authority or MUDA site allotment case. The FIR names Siddaramaiah as the first accused and his wife and brother-in-law as other accused in the case. A special court in Bengaluru had issued directions to the Lokayukt Police to register a criminal case in the matter on a private complaint filed by RTI activist Snehamai Krishna. The special court judgment had come a day after Karnataka High Court upheld the sanction granted by the Governor Thavarchand Gehlot to conduct an investigation against Siddaramaiah in the case. Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav today said the ministry is committed to the welfare of the people. Briefing media in New Delhi on the achievements of his ministry in the last 100 days, Mr. Jadhav said the ministry and World Health Organization signed a donor agreement to improve the integration of Ayush systems into the global healthcare system. The minister highlighted the MOU with Vietnam on medicinal plants to advance traditional medicine practices worldwide and the MOU with Malaysia on Ayurveda to promote research, knowledge exchange and the creation of Ayurvedic treatment regimens.
ये हर घर आयुर्वेद पहुंचाने के लिए भी बहुत सारे कार्यक्रम हमारे मंत्रालय के माध्यम से हम कर रहे हैं उसमें सबसे बड़ा जो कार्यक्रम हम लॉन्च करने वाले हैं वो देश का प्रकृति परीक्षण लगभग इस देश के अभी तो हमने टारगेट वैसा 1 करोड़ का बताया है लेकिन 5 करोड़ लोगों का परीक्षण आयुर्वेदिक के माध्यम से हम वहां पर करने जा रहे हैं.
The Indian Army is set to bolster its artillery firepower with the induction of more numbers of K-9 Vajra, Dhanush and Sarang gun systems. The Indian Army is also in the process of inducting 155mm gun systems to include advanced towed artillery gun system, mounted gun system and towed gun system. Briefing media in New Delhi Director General of Artillery, Lieutenant General Adosh Kumar said, Indian Army Modernization and Capability Development Plan is aligned to Atmanirbharta Drive and is based on the principle of modernization through indigenization. Highlighting the challenges posed by the ongoing Russia and Ukraine conflict, Lieutenant General Kumar said, Indian Army is enhancing its operational preparedness to stay ahead of challenges and threats. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today addressed the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Reaffirming his country's commitment to peace, Mr. Netanyahu said his country is fighting for its life in the face of savage enemies who want Israel's annihilation. He added, Israel is forced to defend itself on several war fronts organized by Iran. Talking about the Israel and Hamas war, Mr. Netanyahu said a normalization deal between Saudi Arabia and Israel seemed closer than ever, but then on 7th of October last year, thousands of Hamas terrorists from Gaza burst into Israel and committed unimaginable atrocities. He emphasized that Israel is yearning for peace and it will keep defending itself unless Hamas lays down its arms.
We don't seek to resettle Gaza. What we seek is a demilitarized and de-radicalized Gaza. Only then can we ensure that this round of fighting will be the last round of fighting. As for the hostages, I have a message for the Hamas captors. Let them go. This war can come to an end now. All that has to happen is for Hamas to surrender, lay down its arms, and release all the hostages. But if they don't, we will fight until we achieve total victory. There is no substitute for it.
More from our West Asia correspondent.
The speech comes as the United Nations reports a catastrophic intensification of Israeli attacks targeting Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. According to Imran Riza, the UN humanitarian coordinator in Lebanon, the country is facing the deadliest period in years, with hospitals overwhelmed by casualties. The recent escalation has left Lebanon grappling with a dire humanitarian situation. Hezbollah and Israel have been locked in a deadly exchange of cross-border fire since October 7, 2023, when Hamas, Hezbollah's Palestinian ally, attacked Israel. As the war with Hamas in Gaza approaches its one-year mark, Israel has shifted its focus to its northern friend with Lebanon. Since Monday, Israeli warplanes have bombarded Hezbollah strongholds across the country, resulting in more than 700 deaths and nearly 6,000 injuries. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
In Indonesia, at least 15 workers were killed and 25 others missing after an unlicensed gold mine collapsed in West Sumatra. Solak Disaster Mitigation Agency Chief Irwan Effendi told media today that the incident occurred in Nagari Sugai Abu in the provinces of Solak Regency. He said rescuers with heavy equipment have been deployed to evacuate victims. Unlicensed mines are common across the archipelagic country and several accidents have occurred in the past years. World Tourism Day is being celebrated across the globe today. The day is celebrated on 27th of September every year, highlighting tourism's role in connecting people and boosting economies. The theme for this year is Tourism and Peace. A report.
In an aim to realize the government's vision to make India a hub for tourism, the Ministry of Tourism has launched the Paryatan Mitra and Paryatan Didi initiative. This initiative aims to elevate the overall experience for tourists. Under this initiative, special emphasis is being placed on the training of women and youth to enable them to develop new tourism products and experiences like heritage walks, food tours, nature treks and homestay experiences. The ministry also launched an Incredible India content hub on its revamped Incredible India digital portal. This content hub features a rich collection of high quality images, films, brochures and newsletters related to tourism in the country. It will provide a one-stop digital solution to enhance the travel experience for visitors to India. With Pallavi Parmar, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
On to sports. In the Macau Open Badminton, the women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand stormed into the semi-finals after defeating Taiwan's Su Yin Hu and Wu Liu Yu. The Indian pair will next face another Taiwanese duo, Hui Shi Pei Shan and Hong Yen Zhu, in the semi-final tomorrow. Meanwhile, Indian shuttler Kidambi Srikanth lost to Hong Kong's Angus Singh Kalong in the men's singles quarter-final. In cricket, the play of the first day of second test match between India and Bangladesh was interrupted by rain today. Put into bat first, the visitors were 107 for 3 in their first innings when the play was called off due to incessant rain. India has risen to 39th position among 133 global economies in the Global Innovation Index 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed this as a remarkable feat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the government is committed to ensuring a vibrant innovation ecosystem which can transform the lives of the youth. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government says country is set to achieve 6.5 to 7% GDP growth in the current fiscal. Leaders hold back-to-back rallies in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana as campaigning for assembly elections goes full throttle. Mysuru Lokayukta Police files FIR against Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in Muda scam case. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addresses UN General Assembly, says his country is yearning for peace. In Indonesia, 15 workers were killed as an unlicensed gold mine collapses in West Sumatra. And in Macau Open Badminton, women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand storm into semi-finals. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.